The controversy centers around two groups: Faithful Conservatives for Michigan and Citizens for Energizing Michigan's Economy, which are both supported by dark money. That's money that is spent by social welfare nonprofits. They don't have to publicly identify their donors as long as they don't directly encourage voters to support or oppose specific issues or candidates. A report from the Michigan Campaign Finance Network tracked over $160,000 in spending from the two groups on ads running in the districts of Republican State Representatives Tom Barrett and Gary Glenn, who are both up for re-election.
They're issue ads. So they talk about issues and don't tell you how to vote, and that's how they avoid having to disclose their money.
This is Craig Mauger. He's the executive director of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network, which tracks money in politics. He says the ads each name the candidates running against Barrett and Glenn, but never explicitly identify them as candidates.
The ones kind of running in the Lansing area are talking about the energy law overhaul that the legislature approved in 2016, and they are thanking Brett Roberts for his support of that energy law. The other set of ads talk about bills that are currently pending before the legislature, and they talk about that these bills will affect farmers, like the ad uses the language conservative farmer Kevin Daly.
Kevin Daly says he did not approve the ads and says the group took photos from his website without his permission. But he says the ads are positive and support good legislation, so he has no issue with them. And a spokesperson for Brett Roberts says the ads have no connection to his office in any way. Mauger says it's unusual to see this much spending so early in the race, and it's hard to know what impact that may have on voters.
I think that's difficult to say. The second point, the one that people don't talk about and maybe just as important in my mind, is do these ads affect the people who are sent to Lansing to make these decisions?
For State Representative Barrett, the intended effect of the ads, which he says are funded by Consumers Energy, is explicit.
They do not want me winning a position in the state Senate because they see me as a threat to their unchecked monopoly status in our state.
Barrett says it's clear the ads from Citizens for Energizing Michigan's Economy are funded by Consumers Energy.
Consumers has acknowledged in the past that they have funded this organization, so it's, you know, very, very reasonable and practical to assume that they would continue to, especially based on the content of the ad.
A spokesperson for Consumers Energy would not say whether they have funded the ads or the group, but in a written statement said, quote, "We will continue to engage in the political process by supporting pragmatic policies that are focused on safe, reliable, and affordable energy for Michigan." A similar group, Faithful Conservatives for Michigan, has run ads in the district of State Representative Gary Glenn. Glenn says he has been a vocal advocate of energy choice, something he believes is threatening to consumers' energy.
So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out why they would want somebody in the state Senate who will not threaten their monopoly status, and that they don't want somebody like me who's been one of the most vocal critics of their monopoly status.
A spokesperson for Consumers Energy would not say whether they have funded Faithful Conservatives from Michigan, but said Glenn has made, quote, "violent and uncalled for statements likening Consumers Energy to terrorists," and saying he would like to, quote, "shoot the terrorists." Glenn does not deny making these comments. The consumer spokesperson also said, quote, "our customers and his constituents benefit from a civil discourse." State Representative Barrett says he's been respectful in his critiques of consumers, and the company is trying to push him out anyway.
I've never been disrespectful of their business, but I have been willing to ask questions and inquire about certain circumstances, and apparently they've found that threatening to their business model.
Glenn says the group in his district is on track to spend $750,000 before the primary. He says that kind of spending should be more directly tied to the companies trying to influence elections.
So it's a deceptive thing. I mean, people in the thumb and other areas that these same ads are on, they're wondering, why is Kevin Daly on the TV and radio all the time, and who's paying for it?
Glenn says he plans to introduce legislation to require utilities with a guaranteed share of the market to report how much money they spend on political advertising. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.